The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 4th, 1977, in Calcutta, India.
Now, this is the duty of our disciples under the guidance of the spiritual master to decorate Sivigrahara Dhananitkanana Singara. Singara means decoration. Among the various paraphernalia of worshipping the Lord, the Singara is very essential. Singara and Tan Mandira Mardinadi, and cleansing the temple. The more you cleanse the temple, the more you decorate the deity, more your heart becomes cleansed and you become spiritually decorated. So cleanliness is next to godliness, and after cleansing, taking bath regularly, keeping the temple very neat and clean, and worshipping the deity, dressing, decorating, ornamenting. These are the general process. So if we follow the process regularly, then we gradually become advanced in spiritual consciousness. Material world and spiritual world. Material world means dirty things, and spiritual world means clean. So, the living entities, they are called tatasasakti. Parasasakti vividhaiva sriyate. God has many potencies. They have been divided into three primarily: external, internal, and margin. Bahiranga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, and Tathasthana. So we, jivas, living entities, we are also another energy of Krishna in between the material and spiritual. So if we like, we can remain in the spiritual world. If we like, we can remain in the material world. If we remain in the material world, then temporary we enjoy happiness or distress. There is no happiness. Sometimes we take distress as happiness. Actually, there is no happiness. Because however happy you may be, you have to change this body. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So this happiness, suppose this life I am a king, maybe for few years, but I have to change this body. Sadehantara prati dhira satam nirati. So there is no happiness. Suppose you arrange very nicely to live very happily in this world, but you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed. Dukkhalam asasatam. So long we live, there is happiness. So, or distress, there is no happiness. To get happiness, we have to go through this stage. Anyway, mixed up happiness of this stage, even if we make nice arrangement, but all of a sudden we'll be asked to get out. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Therefore we should not be attracted with this happiness, so-called happiness of material world. Asasatam. Even if you think you are happy, you will not be allowed to stay here. Now you must know all these principles of our life, and Krishna consciousness is a guide. Krishna consciousness means we are guided by Krishna personally. Everyone can be guided. Krishna is giving instruction to the whole human society in the Bhagavad Gita. We can take advantage of it. Krishna is guiding personally. So there are two ways of accepting Krishna's guidance. You accept the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, then you'll be happy. If you don't accept, then you will go back again to the cycle of birth and death. Mama praptya nivartante mrityu sansaravatmane. The mrityu sansaravatmane is not good life. Mrityu sangra mrityu, janma mrityu jara badi. If you take birth, then you'll have to die. And if you have to die, you have to take birth again. This is called mrityu sansaravat. So this is not very good business. That intelligence is lacking. We are simply trying to adjust things for a few years. But we are not taking account of our real life. Our real life is na annate annamane sarire. That is real life. That we do not die. But our brain is so dull that we have accepted janma mrityu jara vyadhi as usual thing. But that can be checked. That is Krishna consciousness movement. If you so desire, you can stop it. There is no difficulty. Very easy. And that is also explained by Krishna. Janma karmancha me dibbam tu janati tattva. Simply try to understand Krishna. And he is explaining himself. What is the difficulty to understand Krishna? Krishna is the supreme, Parabrahma, the greatest. And we are Anu, very small. Our knowledge is very small, limited. It is not possible to understand Krishna. But he is explaining himself for our little understanding. Whatever we have got capacity to understand, that Krishna is explaining. If you simply take Krishna's word, manmana bhavamad bhaktam madhyajimang namaskuru. Here is a chance. This Diti Varsi, when you see the form of Krishna, naturally our mind is impressed that here is Krishna, here is Radharani, here is Jagannath. If you come daily and see Krishna at least once, manmana, what is the difficulty? So our mission is paropokar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, paropokar. This paropokar mission was entrusted to the Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharadhumite hoila manushya janma ja. To the human being, not to the cats and dogs. Unfortunately, we have become like cats and dogs who do not take the responsibility of an Indian. It is the duty of the Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite haila manushya janma jar janma sarthak kari paro paro upakar. All over the world they are in darkness. They do not know what is the hell of life. So, in India, anyone born, he can make his life successful. We have got Bhagavad Gita, all Vedic literature. By learning, by practicing, we can make our life perfect and then distribute the knowledge. This is India's business. Unfortunately, they have been conquered by the illusion of Maya. They are not interested. They are becoming drunkards and talking all nonsense. So you have come kindly. Of course, Bharat means the whole planet. Anyway, don't deviate. Just try to do some good to the human society by awakening them to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. The method is very simple. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogyavaram. But it is paropaka. That is human life. Paropaka. To do good to others. Not to exploit. That is not human. So, you have very kindly joined this movement. You have not joined this movement for your poverty. You are not poverty-stricken. Sometimes people join this movement for poverty-stricken. But you are not belonging to that. You have voluntarily joined. So, don't be disappointed. There is now opposition. But don't be disappointed. Krishna will give you protection. Try to go on with this Paropakar movement. Maybe because it is a fight against atheism, so some of our soldiers may fall down, but that should not discourage us. We must go on fighting with this atheistic civilization and try to push Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.